Hello and welcome to the Business Whisperer podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Adela Rafiz, the Global Business Whisperer. If you are wondering how to create a life in business that is intuitive, authentic, and successful, that is exactly what we are here to help you do each and every week, where we bring you episodes, interviews, tools, tips, everything that you are looking for to help you realize that the most important ingredient in your business is you, and listening to the whispers of your intuition, your gut instinct. It has helped me create a business beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm here to now help you do the same. So if you are ready to download some of this business whispering magic into your life and business, stay tuned because you're in the right place. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Business Whisperer podcast. As always, I'm thrilled you're here. And I want to dive in a little bit to prep work, to groundwork today on you being able to say yes to wealth embodiment. First of all, what is wealth embodiment? What is wealth embodiment, wealth consciousness, wealth energetics? I feel like we can hear these terms. In fact, they're probably used specifically to create this allure and this, magnetism towards, oh, yes, I want that. It sounds amazing. It sounds like it would give me everything I want. But let's break it down to, first of all, understanding. At least how I look at and how I facilitate wealth embodiment, what that is and how you can have it. Because there's two things I think you need to understand here. Number one, what is wealth as opposed to just money, as opposed to being rich, as opposed to having a whole lot of funds in your bank account, which wealth absolutely includes, but it's not all of it. And then secondly, what is the embodiment of that? And so, of course, all of the work that I do, you know, it specializes in embodiment, having the experience of it in your body, in the 3D. And that might sound obvious, but when you do healing work, when you work with coaches, when you are facilitated, I think that there is sometimes a lack of integration. And there are some people that will do amazing work with clients in terms of energy healing, energy clearing, past life regression, making everything seem energetically wonderful so that you can have that thing that you want. But if we don't have integration of it, and if we don't have embodiment of it, if you're not able to have that thing show up in the 3D in your life, then actually you still only have it in the energetic realm. You are no closer to having it right here, right now, which is where we normally want it. We want to experience wealth embodiment. We want to experience love, relationships, business success, job promotions, traveling the world. We want to do it here in our bodies, right? So wealth embodiment for me, when I talk about it and teach about it, is having an embodiment of the life where you do not have a restriction in any sense of the word. Wealth and abundance, in the way that I look at it and teach it, is not just about having as much money as you want, because you could have all the money in the world, but if you do not have the health that goes along with being able to enjoy it, if you do not have an abundance in energy that allows you to feel good and uplifted, if you are in fear and scarcity and doubt and wanting to hide from the world while having all the money in the world in your bank account, that's not really embodying wealth. That is having a whole lot of money piled up in your bank account. So the embodiment piece is important for anything that you do, whether you are looking at having healing work done to you or experiencing healing so that you can overcome years of generational trauma or your own limiting beliefs that you know you have based on your childhood, your upbringing, your experiences, whether you want to have loving relationships. When you want to have loving relationships, you don't just want to have that as a concept. You want to have the safety of that in your body. You want to feel like it is so available, so possible. Your experience of being in a relationship should feel so safe, should feel so embodied. You should feel so present in your body. You should feel so able to be here in the now and enjoy it rather than processing in your mind about what it means, rather than functioning from something's going to go wrong, rather than functioning from your PTSD or your previous experiences of being in abusive relationships or relationships that are not thriving or do not work for you. And it's about having your mind, body, and energy be in alignment so that you can have the full expression of something, the full experience of something, not just that version of something in one plane of existence. So I talk about the plane of existence a lot, where I say if you are not integrating at all three levels of mind, body, and energy, if you're only working on changing something in your mind, if you're only working on healing your physical body, if you're only focusing on energy work and healing work that is in the 5D but not here in the 3D, then you do not have integration. And that actually creates a delay in you having it here now in your life. That's why sometimes you spend years, and this is, with all due respect, this is my issue with therapy. This is my issue with traditional healing modalities, is how many of you know someone? I used to work with people who literally, no exaggeration, had been in therapy for 20 years, for 15 years, for 10 years for the same issue. Over and over again, every week, going to the therapist, talking about their abuse as a child, talking about their narcissistic mother, their narcissistic father, talking about the thing over and over again, yet they were nowhere closer to being healed. And this is my problem with working on something in only one plane, is it can feel like you're making progress because you become very, I would say, hyper-aware, not just aware of your issue or problem, but hyper-aware about it. You can understand it. You know why you have it. You know what's caused it. You can see your triggers. You can identify your triggers. But you're not necessarily any closer to changing it, to having a different experience of it. I had those clients that were still so caught up in the managing of their symptoms and of their life, regardless of the years of therapy they'd been in. Which is what brings me to why it's so important to have embodiment in your work, that when you are being facilitated in something, that safety is facilitated for you in your body and neurology, so you can actually have the 3D experience of it, so that you're not just understanding it cognitively, but your subconscious conditioning has shifted, healed, and changed so that you can have a different future compared to your past. So that your energy changes, your frequency changes, so you don't walk around as that same victim or that person that keeps creating the same experiences over and over again, different time, different place, but hello, it seems like I'm recreating the same day over and over again. And that comes down to when your frequency hasn't shifted, because your energetic resonance is still the same. So that's embodiment. Bring in the wealth aspect. Wealth embodiment is about, like I said, not just having more money, but having this expression of wealth where you believe that there is an abundance of everything available to you, and you can not only be wealthy, but you can actually have the universe provide for you whatever it is that you require. You're not going to run out of it. And this, I think, is a key defining factor between wealth, my understanding and teaching of wealth, versus being rich, is you can have a lot of money and be in constant fear of losing it all, spending it all, being taken advantage of, or literally having an experience of losing it all on the stock market, or being taken advantage of, or somebody stealing it from you. When you have wealth, there is a generative aspect of it. And especially in Wealth Whispering, we talk about being a generator of wealth. So it's not just about having money, abundance, and riches in the now. It's actually in trusting and experiencing yourself as the creator and generator, where each day, each month, each year, you're actually building on, you can have more. And you can have more across every area of your life. And so I want to bring in then a very important component of wealth embodiment, is being able to believe that you are worthy of having. Worthy of having what? Well, the answer is actually worthy of having anything. Because when we start to do this work, as we start to dig in, what we find is that whether it's money, whether it's success, whether it's a healthy body, whether it's an amazing figure, whether it's being promoted, whether it's being validated by the world around you, it comes down, the lowest common denominator is whether or not you believe you are worthy of love. And to take that to the next step, it's not just worthy of love, but worthy of unconditional love. And this, I think, is why wealth embodiment is such a foreign concept to most people. And when I say wealth embodiment, I'm also talking about you feeling so empowered and so happy holistically, having a level of satisfaction, peace, and contentment across every area of your life, not just having a lot of money, which of course we want and we desire and we are working towards cultivating, but creating an environment and the ability to have wealth embodiment goes hand in hand with being able to create an environment and, more importantly, believing that you are worthy of unconditional love. And the reason that this comes up so strongly is because most people have not had an experience of unconditional love. Most people do not believe that they can be or that they are loved unconditionally. And if we go back and we look at healing work and we look at personal development work, something we understand is that most of our core beliefs, if not all of our core beliefs, are created in our first 10 years of life, but particularly our first 6 years of life. And so that subconscious conditioning around whether or not you are loved unconditionally, whether or not you can be loved unconditionally, and what your message is about how worthy you are of having, of receiving, and being able to receive with ease, goes directly back to those formative years of your life and what you experienced, and not just experienced, because we see everything through a lens. And so our perspective actually creates our worldview, not reality, not impartial reality, because what is impartial? We see things and we see them through the lens that we look at life through. And that is what creates our reality. That is what creates our subconscious chatter. That creates the voice in our head. And so what does the voice in your head say? And what were the experiences of you as a baby, as a toddler, as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old about how good you were, how deserving you were, how loved you were, how much time your parents had for you, whether or not you received the things that you desired, whether or not you were uplifted and told that you were incredible and you could create anything, you could do anything, that you were so worthy just as you were. Were those your experiences as a child? Are those the memories you have as a child? Is that the message you took away from your life experiences? And is that what the voice in your head says anytime you attempt to do something? Anytime you want to go outside your comfort zone? Anytime you're wondering why a certain part of your life isn't working for you? Do you believe you are so worthy of having it work out for you? Or actually, are you thinking, well, I'm not surprised, or I have to work so hard in order to be worthy. I have to work so hard to prove I can receive that or has that or be loved like that. I don't know if I've done enough to receive that promotion. I don't know if I make this choice for myself of this thing that I really want to do. I don't know if others around me are going to approve of it and therefore if they will still love me. Those are more commonly the points of view and the generic way of functioning that most people have in their life that creates life also being not only harder, but makes it so hard to believe that you can have unconditional wealth, that you can have wealth that goes beyond your previous experience of what it's like and what you need to do in order to receive. And finally, how long it takes, how much effort needs to go into finally being able to be rewarded. And money is something that we make significant in this reality. Money is something that we tie value to. And therefore, anything we make more valuable, the harder we make it to achieve or attain that thing, right? And so the harder we make something, the more we put it outside of ourselves or put it on a pedestal, the more time we put between where we currently are and how long we think it's going to take for us to finally be worthy enough to receive it, to have it. And that equation, you put that time equation together with the effort that you believe is required, together with how much you believe you need to overcome, because as you are not enough. So maybe you need to overcome all of this conditioning that you have. Maybe you need to go from not doing enough to proving that you're doing enough. Maybe you need to go from feeling completely incompetent to believing you're finally competent enough to be rewarded. That's a long time between where you currently are and when you finally believe you're going to be allowed, when you're going to be worthy, when it's going to be okay for you to be rewarded and receiving that thing that you desire. So wealth energetics, wealth embodiment is this huge area where the more trauma you've had, the more conditioning around not being worthy, not being good enough, your experiences of being in either abusive relationships or having an abusive childhood, or having parents that were just not there, not able to fulfill your needs. Parents that, even if they tried their best and did their best to provide for you physically, right, did not provide for you emotionally, did not give you time, did not give you attention. And therefore, as a child, we equate those two things to love, did not give you love in the way you needed it. And when we do not receive love in the way we needed it, that is what creates our levels of self-worth. That is what creates our level of confidence. That is what creates us walking through life looking for external validation or believing we have everything we need inside of us and having internal validation. So coming back to wealth embodiment, there are all of these precursors that in facilitating the Wealth Whispering Program the last few years and doing a lot of one-on-one work with people that have done a lot of work already, and this is the key. No matter how much work you may have done, how many years of self-love, self-healing, self-development work you've already done, many of my clients are practitioners, healers, facilitators themselves. We're still working on this lowest common denominator. We're still finding that there's work to be done and breaking through that belief that they are good enough, they are worthy enough, and they are more than enough just as they are, and let alone always have been more than enough to receive everything they desire, including and especially wealth. Wealth, embodiment, having money come to them with ease, not having to struggle to create their life, to create their business, to receive love, validation, joy. How worthy are you of enjoying the life that you have versus how much do you need to struggle before you're allowed to enjoy yourself and relax and feel at ease and feel good enough? So this has been a very interesting time because understanding that link between unconditional love and linking that to the permission that we give ourselves to receive unconditionally from the universe, especially money and wealth and success, is a bit of a game changer. And whilst most or a lot of money and wealth work focuses directly on that final outcome, what I'm finding is that those basic building blocks, those basic core beliefs that we need to work on are often missed. The love, the permission, the receiving, the self-acceptance, the undoing, the subconscious conditioning around all of this, which brings me to why I want to have this conversation and, you know, wanting to give you the very first step, which is the permission to say yes to all of that, the permission to say yes to going on the journey, to being undoubtedly worthy, having no doubt in your mind at all that whatever it is you desire, being the CEO, being famous, having riches more than you can imagine, having more money than anyone else in your family, being loved unconditionally, being able to do whatever it is you want, whenever you want, you are so worthy of that and you are so allowed to do that. That permission piece seems to be huge. And a lot of people, no matter how much work they've done and how outwardly confident you may be, deep down, not a lot of people believe that they have permission to be and do everything or anything that they want. So I want to bring this permission piece into this conversation. I wanted to present it to you as a cognitive conversation for you to start to explore energetically as well as physiologically. What's your body reacting? How is it reacting to this conversation? What's coming up for you? Where are the blocks? Where are the stops? What is the energetic feel of what your childhood was like and what that messaging was around you being infinitely worthy and more than enough just as you are and being capable of creating and receiving anything you want in your life? I would also like to invite you to activating your yes and saying yes to the beginning of this journey. I do have a special call for this and I will put all the details in the link below. But I'd love to hear your feedback on this. I'd love to hear your takeaways and if this was valuable to you, if you have follow-up questions or you'd like me to go further into this topic, do leave a comment, do let me know, and I'd be more than happy to do that for you. So wishing you a wealthy and prosperous day and future, no matter who you are and where you were, and just remember how infinitely worthy you are right now, just as you are, and you always have been. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the Business Whisperer podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Your support means the world to me. Now, as always, if you found value in today's episode, do me a favor and share it with someone who you know would love this information, or leave us a review so you can help other people find this podcast too. Wishing you so much success ahead. And as always, remember, keep following the whispers.